This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
I have been longing to talk to you for a couple of days already because you're going to explain a headline in the newspaper that I couldn't understand. Let me first say, be polite. Hello, Jan. Thanks for talking to me this afternoon.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this headline was really amazing. It was all over the tech press earlier on in the week. ICASA's shock announcement that it is taking back Spectrum, which I've got to tell you means absolutely nothing to me. Explain, please, for dummies.
Sure thing. So what's happening here is that ICASA, at the very start of the pandemic, basically, you know, within weeks of the national state of disaster being declared, it released a whole bunch of Spectrum that it had been sitting on and on a temporary basis to South Africa's mobile network operators to use to build up the capacity on their networks. And the networks used that spectrum to do exactly that. They built out their, or improved the capacity on their 4G networks, and then for good measure started rolling out 5G. I think as a kind of a way to show ICASA and the government, see, look what we can do. If you just give us the spectrum, is you can have 5G in days. We'll switch it on. And so since April last year, the mobile network operators have been using this spectrum, and you know, I think the general assumption was that they would continue to use the spectrum until the pandemic is over, or at least the national state of disaster is released. Yeah. And now ICASA has said no, they're going to take the spectrum back because they are scared that it's going to become a de facto permanent fixture now in South Africa's mobile space if they don't start taking the temporary spectrum back. But it just seems, honestly, it seems premature. Firstly, the national state of disaster is ongoing. The pandemic isn't over, and ICASA doesn't seem any closer to be auctioning off spectrum on a permanent basis. So, you know, if the spectrum auction was set to be happening soon, then it would make sense to take the temporary spectrum back. But with none of the above happening, ICASA's decision really seems strange. It almost seems like there was outside lobbying and that they basically sided with that party who might be lobbying against the temporary spectrum. That's speculation on my part, though. It's just, honestly, it's a curious decision. And ICASA's explanation is not satisfactory. It's explanation of, yeah, they don't want the temporary spectrum to become de facto permanent, because it's not. The second the national state of disaster is over, the temporary spectrum goes away. So the explanation just makes no sense. The timing makes no sense. And ICASA's explanation of, you know, they looked at the trend of things and the, you know, the vaccination program is doing well. And I'm like, when did you become public health experts? you are a communications regulator. And so unless the NICD told you to release the temporary spectrum, that answer is weak. And so, yeah, unfortunately, we're not getting good answers out of ICASA nowadays. But yeah, that's why it was a shock announcement. It really did take people off guard.
Jan, I've got your site open in front of me. There's so much that's juicy here. You pick one. Which is the story that you want to attack this afternoon?
Yes, there's a lot that's happened. Let's maybe keep things a little lighter. Do you want to talk about Windows 11 launching? So Microsoft this afternoon announced that Windows 11 is going to start becoming available on the 5th of October. That is when it's going to be rolled out in phases. So it's not going to be a one and done launch. It'll roll out to new devices that were bought as Windows 11 compatible devices first, and then it'll start rolling out to older PCs that are still compatible with Windows 11, but, you know, maybe, you know, weren't bought like within the last year or so. You know, they're older than that. And so, yeah, that's you know, for folks who have been waiting for the actual launch date to be announced, that's what's happening. 5th of October, it's going to start. Microsoft said that they expect all eligible devices to have received the prompt to upgrade by mid-2022. So that gives you an idea of how long this will take. It's, you know, almost a year-long upgrade process So not everybody is going to have access to Windows 11 at the same time. But it's also not like a, you know, not like a, an upgrade, a major operating system upgrade. I mean, there's some major improvements, but it's still, it's kind of like Windows 10, just, you know, with some improvements. It's not like a huge shift from a,
We'll have to relearn the system or anything like that. It'll just be an overnight, don't chow all your bandwidth kind of update.
Exactly. It's part of that and partly to make sure, you know, that everything is stable and rolling out nicely to the hardware that they want to target. And,
Sounds remarkably unimpressive, Jan. I mean, there's nothing fun. There's nothing sexy. It's just stability and, that's not sexy.
Yeah, no, that's what happens when you provide a software system that needs to be used by the world's businesses and governments, right? Is unfortunately you have to ensure stability. How boring.
Doiness.
How boring. So that's something that I thought people might want to know about. Then another story that I think just kind of caused a lot of chatter in the office is the fact that the Chinese government has limited the hours of gaming for children in the country.
Did you see that? Can you imagine that promulgated here in South Africa? Weekends only, I believe, 3 hours on a weekend.
It's 3 hours spread over 3 days. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, kids are allowed 1 hour between 8 and 9 p.m. on each day.
In
fact, the Chinese state press called games spiritual opium. It's really a hardline stance on video gaming.
Wow.
And it's an interesting one because there's also, you know, not a lot of clarity on what they mean by children, but the general assumption I saw coming out of analysts yesterday was that it's 18 and younger. And so in one fell swoop, China has actually just announced to the world that they are no longer going to be competing in esports unless they're going to work in some exception for kids that show promise in esports. But I don't know how you're going to show promise if you're not allowed to play, right? So it's an interesting one, to see coming out of the country. Not entirely sure what exactly brought it on or what the end game is here, but it's had a knock-on effect on us here in South Africa because Tencent, funny enough, people might not think of them this way, but Tencent has become quite a gaming powerhouse. And Naspash, obviously, Naspash and Prosus own a sizable chunk of Tencent. And so when Tencent's share price dips, it affects the whole JSE.
Sure.
Or at least it affects the JSE All Share Index because Naspash makes up such a large chunk of it. Pension funds here in South Africa were affected by Chinese regulatory intervention involving video games. So it just shows you how interconnected the world is and how something as obscure as this, you know, might impact us over here.
Can you imagine, the looting that we experienced a week and a half, 2 weeks ago would have nothing on those 14-year-olds toy-toying through the streets demanding their gaming time. Nothing.
Parents, but the parents would join them and say, please, let us allow our kids to just play. Some of the comments, you know, tongue-in-cheek on our forum do hit home, though, because honestly, video gaming is something that kept me sane as a child. And so there's one guy who commented tongue-in-cheek, back to weed and other drugs, you know, and that's a valid criticism. The video games, besides being a refuge for many people and a fun pastime with friends and all the other benefits, in a lot of cases, I can imagine it's certainly, you know, while it might be addictive and one does have to keep an eye on that, it's certainly better than certain other alternatives when it comes to addiction, like drug abuse.
Jan, I think you've given me a really good topic to discuss tomorrow. Thank you for that. I think we're going to leave it there because we're out of time, but thank you for putting a really controversial subject on the table, and we will unpack it tomorrow. So thank you for your input.
My pleasure.
Afternoon.